This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
And say hello to his voice. He's back, TMB. Do I really hear you?
Robert, I lost my voice again.
No. We said your kids must have found it. Did you lose it again? Are you playing hide and seek with it? Come on.
Well, you know, we were talking before the show, and I think I ran out of words. No, I'm doing well, RSD. Good to be back on the show tonight.
Oh, we missed you totally last week. It was interesting how that all manifested, though. You know, we went down to help my wife with her, you know, the neuralgic pain, and we had Dr. Lewis Arendt and my buddy, we're talking about a new, you know, way to adjust the skull from inside through the sinus cavity. It was just stunning. I can't wait to talk to you more about that. But it was like one of those things you call and say, you message me. I've got no voice. I'm like, dude, what am I going to do? It's like I'm with these two great gifted healers. And it was like God said, you got 2 hours to just let loose on stuff. You know how it just nothing's wasted. It's amazing. I mean,
glad
I shouldn't
it worked
be
out.
Wasted, but yeah, but I'm so glad you're back and your voice is with us. And I understand we're even going to get the prettier voice of the family in Charlene later in the show to talk about some stuff.
You will have the pretty one on the second half of the hour. She's going to talk about her experience last week with Brianna, the same night that I had lost my voice. They were at the Trump rally here in Nashville. So she'll share with us about that. Pretty interesting.
So, okay, that's going to be cool. Now, it's a good thing we're on radio because we are not pretty, although Charlene is, and it'll brighten us all up when she's on.
Yeah.
But the truth about vaccines is going to launch on, will it be the 1st of April or will it be the 31st of March? How will we know when to say, it's here?
Yeah, well, episode one will air April the 12th.
Okay.
And it's a 7-episode docuseries, so it'll be the 12th or the 19th, I guess. And then we'll probably do the replay weekend that next weekend. So probably all in all, it's going to air 10 days or maybe 11 days in total.
Okay.
But, really pumped about it. It's going to be really well finished out. It's going to be very educational. It's going to be interesting to watch. So we're going to keep people's attention as we educate them about the truth about vaccines. And then they can make up their own mind what they want to do.
Yep. So, we are declaring, April then. The month of vaccine discussion here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where it's going to be, you know, not that we don't already, but of course, extra emphasis with all of the things that are being revealed and the truth about vaccines. It's so extraordinary, so timely, and again, done in a way that's never been done before.
You know, we worked really hard to do it in a different manner. Not that we don't want to. It's not like it's wishy-washy as far as what the truth is, but I worked hard to just present the facts and let people look at the studies, look at the different vaccines. And, you know, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday, Robert. I think one of the problems is that we tend to put all vaccines into one bucket and say, okay, you have to reject the bucket or you have to accept the bucket. But the reality is I think we should not put them all into one bucket, but we should look at them on a vaccine-by-vaccine basis and see if there's a risk. There always is a risk. There always is a potential reward, an alleged reward sometimes.
Yes, yeah.
But there's always that risk-benefit analysis, though. And so maybe the benefit's zero, but there's still that analysis. And I think we need to get to a point where we look at them separately and we do a risk-benefit analysis on every vaccine and then let people figure out what they want to do. That makes the most sense to me. And that's what we're not doing. You're either anti-vax or pro-vax, but the reality is most people just don't know much about vaccines and they're kind of in the middle.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And of course, the philosophy is individualism, the idea that you would take each thing into consideration, weigh it out, and then make an educated and fully informed choice. And then whatever choice you make, it's because you have taken the time.
Yes.
And nothing has been hidden from you, deceiving you or frightening you, all of those things. It's like, let's let the chips fall where they may. Of course, that's the fear of those who are religiously pro-vaccination, that there can't be any question. That's why they'll call somebody like RFK Jr. who says, listen, I'm not anti-vaccine. He had his children vaccinated, but he is asking about the safety specifically. And, of course, that mere questioning of safety gets you labeled in that way, and that's not an adult discussion. That's not a rational discussion. I imagine there'll be a lot of rational discussioning going on in the truth about vaccines.
Yeah, I mean, and that is the key, really. The key to the whole docuseries is to facilitate discussion and to make this subject, which is pretty much taboo nowadays. I mean, you can't talk about vaccines. You either accept them, or if you even question them, you're considered an anti-vax quack. And the reality is, most people, they may have questions about certain vaccines. And, one of the interesting things that Dr. Paul Thomas shared about, they do this kind of a classification system for medical doctors, and they're rated on quality control and how they're following the CDC schedule and all this mess. He got a zero on his last score for quality control. And he said probably 95% of his patients are at least partially vaccinated, but he got a zero. Why? Because he didn't follow every vaccine. He didn't do every vaccine. And because of the fact that he allows his patients to choose, they're considered to be not vaccinated if they aren't on the full schedule. And that's the problem.
Absolutely incredible that, again, rational thought is not encouraged. In fact, it's actively discouraged and attacked when it comes to this issue, the third rail of medical politics. Vaccines, we talk about it as the sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And, of course, we want you to have all the information you have to make decisions that are uniquely yours. We're not here to make the decisions for you, but we're certainly here to spotlight, highlight the things when they're wrong, and really prop them up when they're right, and let you, of course, ultimately make that decision for yourself and your family. So what do we do with the EPA, all right, the Environmental Protection Agency? A lot of people say, oh, man, Trump put in an anti-EPA EPA guy, right? And I'm thinking, well, that's not bad. I'd like to have somebody go into the EPA and dismantle it based on their track record, as we see, what's happening not only with Flint, Michigan, but in California, many cities, including Fresno, higher levels of lead than even in Flint, Michigan, and that is a democratically controlled state. So this isn't a Democrat-Republican issue. This is a failure of government issue, and the ability of corporations to pollute and purchase the regulators, regulatory capture.
Yeah, the regulatory capture is an issue that we deal with quite a bit in the truth about vaccines. Bobby Kennedy, that's a big thing for Bobby.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also interviewed a EPA whistleblower. Now that we're talking about the EPA, his name's David Lewis. I don't know if you're familiar with David, but he was a scientist for the EPA and uncovered all kinds of fraud, lies, misclassifications, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, within the EPA, much like we've seen within the CDC,
right.
And reported it, and then, of course, got persecuted. Now he's considered a whistleblower, but he had some great inside stories about not only EPA, but also with vaccines. So he's in the truth about vaccines as well.
Well, the EPA would not be for carcinogens, would they? I mean, they would not be for things that pollute the environment, would they? Well, it turns out, in fact, they are, and guess what? Right, you EPA dunderheads, you might be going to jail and marrying a big smelly man because you think carcinogens are okay, and it's been recently unsealed in court documents that the EPA is indeed, as we've been saying, more focused on protecting large polluters than protecting Americans from cancer-causing chemicals like glyphosate. And I don't know if you saw that the People versus Monsanto group that was suing over glyphosate, claiming it caused their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it was found out they were actually undermined by officials at the EPA.
Mm. Yeah, we do know, according to the WHO, I think in 2014, that glyphosate was declared to be a probable carcinogen. So even World Health Organization, they admit glyphosate probably causes cancer. So, you know, not a good thing to be putting on our food, of course, not a good thing in these pesticides. But the reality is that glyphosate's now being found in the vaccines. And that's something that Stephanie Seneff, who's an MIT scientist, she shared with an interview that I had with her, you know, about a year ago, I guess it was, about the glyphosate being now found in the vaccines. Why? Well, glyphosate's getting in the food supply with the animals that are eating the grains, and then most of the vaccines are cultured in animal tissue. So the glyphosate's getting into the vaccines through that culture. And so it's pretty alarming statistic when you're hearing MIT scientists saying that vaccines soon will be universally contaminated with glyphosate.
Yes. Could vaccines also be a contributing factor to cancer? We have talked about that. I think we even revealed that a little bit in the Truth About Cancer series. So in these recently unsealed documents showed that a top EPA official by the name of Jess Rowland promised Monsanto he would quash an effort by the Department of Health and Human Services to conduct its own review of glyphosate. Mm. And so he quashed it, and the HHS never reviewed that which glyphosate, the maker, Monsanto, reviewed itself to say it's perfectly safe, no problem. Of course, we got to stop all of these suits against us. Now, in California, interestingly enough, because of Prop 65, which has been abused in some cases, but in this case, they have upheld the mandatory labeling of glyphosate as a possible or probable carcinogen, and Monsanto may be on the run.
Well, Monsanto should be on the run. Monsanto has performed several questionable studies over the years, beginning with the rats and the GMOs, right? And so would it surprise us, Robert, if they falsified some more studies? Wouldn't me.
No, you know what I think we should do is send those EPA officials that helped to squash this, much less those in Monsanto, let's send them out to the wilds of Colorado, and maybe, just maybe, they'll stumble on USDA. Well, I don't know what USDA, aren't they about stamping meat to say if it's grade A or grade B? What would the USDA be doing out in the wilds of Colorado or other places?
You know, the only thing I can think is that they're out there trying to find some cannabis.
Yeah, I would think so, but it turns out that the USDA, shocking as it sounds, is a contributor to dropping cyanide bombs or planting cyanide bombs out in the wilds to kill nuisance animals like coyotes. And it turns out that's not all they're killing. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that. Government again. Where's PETA on this one? Where's the outrage on this one? And it's not only the wild animals they're targeting with cyanide bombs. We'll talk about who else is in the crosshairs when it should be EPA officials and Monsanto, well, higher ups at least. Maybe they can clean their mess up. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Check out Truth About Cancer and the upcoming Truth About Vaccines with Ty Bowles.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Robert Scott, the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
So in Idaho, you got another outraged family. And this one, it's not a vaccine damage issue, right? A lot of families outraged by vaccine injury. But this is an Idaho family outraged after their 14-year-old son was injured and their pet Labrador Retriever was killed. Now, of course, that's outrageous at any point in time. But when you find out what injured the child and what killed the dog, it is a bizarre kind of, you know, you make up these things. You say you're a wacky conspiracy guy, you're an X-Files guy, but it's like, what the heck is the USDA doing? Apparently, out in Idaho, and that's why I say the wilds of Colorado for all we know as well, maybe it's Bureau of Land Management, but there's this thing sticking out of the ground. It's like, what is that? That looks interesting. And, you know, a dog or the kid somehow, I don't know, touches the thing and it kind of explodes. And this reddish liquid comes out and burns and the dog is there and, you know, the kid rolls in the snow apparently to get the stuff off of him and is very sick from it and the dog is dead. And it turns out it's a M44 device. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service Division of the USDA deploys the sodium cyanide capsules throughout the West to protect livestock from coyotes, wild dogs, and red and gray foxes. Never considered a kid or a dog might stumble upon and go, I wonder what that is.
Robert, this is insane. I mean, I look at this and I don't think it's any coincidence that it's in Pocatello, Idaho, right? They're actively in those areas, because we used to live in Kalispell, Montana, in that area up in the Pacific Northwest. There's a lot of just freedom-loving patriots, love to live on a lot of land, you know, self-sufficient,
yeah.
You know, the prepper type of person. They're up there, and you know, they do a lot of stuff up in Montana to make it hard to be a prepper. And I think that this being in Pocatello, Idaho, same area of the country, I think that there's something behind this. I mean, they're putting cyanide bombs out to kill, they say, to kill the coyotes, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say. But yeah, like you mentioned, what keeps dogs, other you know, wildlife from doing that? I mean, is it some magical cyanide bomb that only the coyotes are attracted to and no other animal? You know,
no kid would mess with. Well, and you know ranchers. I don't know that they endorse themselves to put cyanide bombs out because they know the risk to you know, friendly wildlife, their own cattle or their own children, for goodness sake. And, you know, as far as I know, ranchers that I know, and TMB, you know some too, I think they got 308s to shoot the coyotes.
You know, you're absolutely right, Robert. When we were down in hill country of Texas, I knew them, and I know them up here in Tennessee. I mean, there are literally farmers and ranchers that'll go out at night, and that's when they go coyote hunting. They get their goggles on, and they go take care of the coyotes. I mean, it's not a hard thing to do if you know what you're doing out in the woods. This is not something I don't think this is something that's trying to protect the ranchers. I think there might be something else behind this.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the whole idea of, again, government, the brilliance of government, people in government. Yeah, I go, hey, let's just drop some cyanide bombs all over the West. I mean, this is the kind of lunacy that says, yeah, you know, let's drop pieces of meat from airplanes and have vaccines hidden in them. So we can get rid, you know, that's the kind of insanity that only people in government come up with because there's no liability for their actions. I mean, who does this family sue, really? And even if they did successfully sue the USDA, there's no individual within USDA, a real human, flesh and blood human, if you can call them that, that's going to have to fork out money from their own pocket or lose their house over this. Again, this is the danger of government, as I said. Yep. No liability. Look at what happens to the vaccine makers. They make deadly poisons to be injected and hey, nobody's complaining about safety. In fact, if you bring up the issue of safety, they call you an anti-vaccine nut.
Yep, absolutely. You know, you're right. It's just this false dichotomy. You got to be one or the other. But, you know, to go back to the story about the cyanide, I said that kind of half-kidding about there being ulterior motives behind this, just trying to kind of bring light to the situation. The reality is there may not be. It might be the fact that when you do get into these big bureaucracies, I mean, it's like some of the decisions that we see passed down, it's like, bunch of people got together, smoked crack, and then wrote a law. And so you wonder if it's just ineptitude. You know, some of these things, you know, it's just ineptitude or just completely incompetent people as opposed to some kind of a, you know, nefarious plot behind it all. I don't really know what this is, but I know that it's stupid. I know that's one thing.
Right. Again, but, you know, our people are highly trained to place these cyanide bombs. So everybody, right. What? Who comes up with this idea? Cyanide bombs in the wild for anybody to run across near enough to kids playing and dogs playing? Again, this is why we need more government. We need to send all of our money to government because they take care of us all so, so well. People, wake up! Especially those of you on the political left at this point crying if Trump cuts a program. We should be thanking him for cutting it even a little bit, but asking him to cut even more. All right, we got a Trump update with Charlene Bollinger after the break here on Outside the Box.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium level. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, y'all, we're putting the band back together. That's right. We're going to Total Health.
Who was that?
What?
Who was that? Who was the group that just that things turned up the radio?
I don't know. Super Don will have to tell us that. I just know we're
autograph. Okay, go ahead. Back to Toronto.
I'm just saying we're putting the band back together. We're all getting together. Ty Bollinger, TMB, RSB together again in Toronto, Canada, as well as the lovely, the wonderful, the loving Charlene Bollinger.
Princess. The princess.
Yay. Yay, guys.
Hey, Charlene. I'm so excited to see the whole family in Canada and see all of our friends north of the border. And but we couldn't wait to get you on the air because you had some adventures trying to get to a, I believe, was it a Trump event in, where was it, in Tennessee?
Yes, here in Nashville, we, as a lot of people out there know, we have a lot of fun people that follow us on Facebook, and so we posted that we were going to go, and when we did, we posted some pictures to the Trump rally, the Trump speech, and we just had to go and see this phenomenon for ourselves. So at the last minute, Ty went ahead, and thank you, honey, he got us tickets, so we got two tickets. And I thought, well, surely we'll get in if we just get there. The doors open at 3:30. We'll get there at 3 and we'll get in. Well, we get there at 3 and I have never seen anything like it in my life. And I've been to a lot of big, huge concerts and stadiums and that kind of thing back in the 80s and 90s, where there's a lot of excitement. But I've never seen a political figure with this much of a following. And it's one thing to see it on the news or covered even on Facebook Lives and all that kind of stuff. But to be there in person, Robert, I mean, wow. The line, we thought, someone said, the line's pretty long. So we go to the front. We're saying hi, and everybody's so excited that every news outlet was there. There was Waters was there from Fox News and CNN, just a lot of different reporters. So we're walking and walking, and for miles, literally miles, we're walking, and we're so worn out, and we still couldn't see the end of this line. And so we keep walking and keep walking, and we realized when we were close to where the end of the line at that point was that we probably were not going to be able to even get into the building. That's how long the line was. It was literally miles, and there were four, five, six people, you know, shoulder to shoulder, back to back. And in the front of the line, it was more like 10 to 20 shoulder to shoulder and then, you know, back to back. So the line was really long. We get there at 3, and people still keep pouring in behind us for miles. And I just couldn't believe it, and I could hear everybody saying, well, I don't know if we'll be able to get in, but I can tell you this. It was freezing. These people waited for 5 hours from 3 till the time that it actually started outside in the freezing weather. Everyone was very cold, but nobody was grumbling or complaining. I've never seen anything like it. People were happy to stay in the cold, and they were happy even when they didn't get it into the door, just because they were among other Americans that love America, that love freedom, and really that love Trump for what he represents, which in their hearts and minds is the people, is the Constitution, and is freedom. And there was a lot of talk for all of these hours, and people realize that the Clinton camp is corrupt, and they're tired of corruption. So the camaraderie there, the love for and the patriots was outstanding, and Brianna was just beaming to be there. She didn't even care that we didn't get in. We were actually watching.
Wait a sec. You had tickets and you couldn't get in?
No,
how did that happen?
Outside with probably, I would say, between maybe 10 to 20,000 at least outside of the building that couldn't even get in, and the inside of the building was full.
Well, let me guess how the media reported on this. Trump has a rally in Nashville, and about 50, 60 people showed up.
Yeah, that was upsetting, RSB. We actually were reading some tweets on the way out to eat after the rally was through, and it said, well, there was hardly anybody there. You know, you don't realize how really fake the news is until you're there. You're
seeing it with your own eyes.
The crowd was so outrageously large. And then we're seeing reported by everyone, oh, there was hardly anybody there. That was such a lie. And then we went to eat, and the guy that served us said, yeah, I heard there was hardly anybody there. And I'm like, are you kidding? We waited out in the freezing cold. There were thousands of people that couldn't even get in. It was so packed. I've never seen anything like it. So, again, really fake news. So, Robert, I just commend you. And Ty, honey, this is so important, what you do every single day of the week in getting the real news to the people. And Ty and I are doing a program, hopefully after we release the Truth About Vaccines, we'll really get on it hot and heavy, the Truth About Cancer Global Health News Network. It's just, we are the real news, you know. And so, Don, I commend you, too. You're constantly digging and finding what's real and bringing it to the people. And that's why your audience, RSB, is growing and growing, because they realize they've been lied to, they've been duped.
Yeah, I mean, time and time again, when you see it with your own eyes, like you described, Charlene, it's very powerful, because you know, we talk about being, everybody being the First Amendment, right? Everybody is a member of the press. In reality, that's what it was designed to be. Now, we have now technologies that allow any one of us, all of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, to be that difference. Because you've seen with your own eyes, you can report with what you've seen. And it's clearly being attempting to be contradicted by the old news, the fake news, when they report on something that is completely opposite what you just experienced.
Yeah, that was mind-blowing.
Yeah, I was really excited that night. The funny thing was, honey, that I think we were as excited as y'all were. We were watching all on the big TV upstairs while y'all were. We were looking for you in the audience. We didn't know that you didn't make it in there. So as funny as that seems, but it was exciting for us too here thinking about y'all being in and then never got in. Of course, there was only 50 or 60 people there though.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Now speaking of fake news, remember the leftist media has been railing on Trump and even some of the lefty Republicans about his claim that his campaign was spied upon, right, when he was running for president. And, you know, time and time again, they said, we have no evidence to say this. But here, this guy, Nunez, I believe it is, he's coming out with information now that says, yeah, in fact, they were tapped, they were observed, and whether it was advertent or inadvertent, I'm not certain, but clearly we have a deep, dark state, a police state, an observation state, whether it be CIA, NSA, FBI, that is watching everybody all of the time. And the things that Ron Paul warned us about have come to fruition.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about this is, Charlotte and I have been telling people this for 15 years, that they're reading everything, they're watching everything, they're listening to every conversation, you know, everything, every text is being recorded. And, you know, that was kooky 15 years ago. Now, you know, we had one of the heads of one of the alphabet agencies came out just last week on one of the news shows and said, yeah, that's why I quit. They're recording everything about everyone.
Well, at least what we're trying to do is help them to heal from cancer, for instance. I mean, I'd like them to show a little bit of appreciation for that.
Yeah, exactly. Monitor my calls, and you're going to learn a lot about vaccines and cancer, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, we see people from the inside when they are confronted with the disaster that is the vaccine program as it's being run indiscriminately with suppressed information so people can't make informed decisions, and many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of children and adults affected by these vaccines, not given the opportunity for fully informed consent, and eventually it happens to one of them, politicians or one of the reporters in the mainstream media, and at a certain point they have to make a decision. They may have been ignorant prior to that, but they no longer are.
Right.
Do they leave? Do they do something like Cheryl Atkinson and say, you know what, I can't stomach this, I'm going to go out and continue to report on the truth?
Yeah, and you know, that's a cross in the roads that a lot of people come to. Some people take the wrong fork, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go the wrong way, and a lot of people have gone the wrong way. But then there's people like Bobby Kennedy, who I've shared this with you before, but you know, he said, I came to that point where I, with vaccines, it felt like I was in Nazi Germany watching people being taken to the camps, and I had to make a decision. Do I act like I saw nothing and just resume business as usual, or do I take a stand? And I think that's what it takes, is just take a stand and do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Men and women, thanks to the Robert Scott Bell Show, that are waking up. It's just the social media is just such a blessing because, I mean, it just spreads like wildfire just throughout the world. People in Europe are listening. People in Australia and New Zealand, I mean, people are listening on their computer. So we really are reaching the world, and it really is saving lives. This is that important. This information is really that important.
Well, and look, there are controversies in any administration, right? There's just no question. Trump comes in, a complete outsider, against globalism, and he's waking up the sleeping giant of the American people to say, yeah, what about us, right? What about us? And it isn't about the people that are saying, give us everything for free. It's about the people that say, you know what? I'd like to live our life, be proud of what we're doing, and be left alone. And, you know, that's a big thing to stem, a tide to stem, to suddenly realize that there's somebody in the White House that says, you know what? It's enough about government. It's about you guys.
Yes. Yes. That's a voice that in the middle, middle America. I like what Tommy Lahren said the other night. We like to listen to her. Brianna really enjoys her. She's just really snappy, and she has the facts down, and she's able to convey that in a way that's really interesting and pretty accurate. But one of the things that she said that really makes sense is she said, on the mainstream media, you're hearing the East Coast talking to the West Coast. They've got a voice that you hear through the mainstream media. Then you have middle of America. That's most of America that does not have a voice. And she is a voice, as well as you, Robert, and Ty, and so many others. You know, these voices are now being heard through alternative media sources, which are becoming bigger and louder and listened to by the millions more than, I mean, people, if they want to see what the lies are, they just put on the either CNN, MSNBC, mm-hmm. or whatever, Fox, too.
Yeah, to some degree, yeah.
It's being spun. And then we turn your show on, Robert, to find out what's really going on.
Yeah, and hopefully we're still a little bit irreverent because, again, otherwise we'd cry a lot because some of the stuff going on, it's like it's hard to stomach. But, again, we got to find the light. We got to find the love. And you guys are both so loving, and I appreciate you both so much, Charlene. I'm so glad you stopped by today.
Thanks, Robert. It's great to be with you.
Great job, honey.
Yay.
Beautiful update. Great Trump update. And love to Brianna, too. And, of course, we got a lot more healing to go. Just one more segment to do it in as we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Get ready. The truth about vaccines is a-coming, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just in time for the change in season, right? The thawing of the snow and the ice. Pink slime has returned. The pink slime is back. Oh, my gosh, TMB. Remember back in 2012, this was actually a mainstream report. ABC News, Diane Sawyer, Jim Avila blew the lid on this whole ammonia on animal carcasses that converted whatever was left on them into slime that they re-inject into meat products. And people were rightly disgusted by that. But here we are 5 years later, and Beef Products Incorporated, the manufacturer of this lean, finely textured beef, also known as pink slime, they are given the green light by a South Dakota circuit judge. Yeah, you can sue. Like, what the last shred of any investigative journalism, we're going to curtail it based on you hurt our bottom line by reporting on our disgusting practice.
Yeah, I mean, if it's something you're proud of, you should be, you should open it to the public. Don't be afraid of people reporting on your pink slime. You know, it reminds me of growing up, though, the pink slime. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about you, Robert, and I don't know about you, honey. I'm sure that you weren't eating these things, but I mean, my favorite meats that we ate all the time, my family, was like spam, potted meat, Vienna sausages, and that kind of stuff.
Ow. So, I mean,
that was almost the equivalent of pink slime back then.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Thank you.
My favorite was potted meat sandwiches with mustard.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, I know, honey. Come on. So, yeah, no, listen, I'm no great shakes on what I ate growing up. I mean, like I said, we had a white refined bleached flour with spaghetti with ketchup on it, right, with lots of the sugary sweet things. But, my gosh, this whole pink slime is that people, as you said, if you're proud of your product, say it, right? But the fact is, this ABC News thing, hey, look at this. This is what's doing. You should know this. And then people go, that's gross. Yeah. We don't want it. And now the company's upset because their sales went down. But it seems like they're coming back because the American people are distracted by something else. Okay, we'll eat pink slime once again.
That's exactly right. A little distraction.
The fact that they come after the people that report it it should be a big red flag. If anybody's paying attention, there must be something wrong with that if they're going to try to muzzle us.
Yeah.
Against it.
Yeah. Well, it's an attack on the First Amendment. Not that, again, we're defending the mainstream media, but it's also accurate, like we are able to say, if a mainstream media channel or reporter gets something right, we don't have a problem with saying, hey, they got that story right. That's okay. But the point is, if they're able to sue you based on a report that harmed their bottom line, and this wasn't a malicious report, this was an investigative report that said, look at this, do you want this? I mean, again, it's the same thing with Monsanto trying to suppress any information. And of course, they capture the regulators and they tell, don't do any independent reporting in the government. Let the Monsanto report fly, and that's good.
Well, it's almost like with Monsanto with the GMO labeling, right? Mm-hmm. Monsanto does not want people to know if there's GMO in their food. Well, if it was so good for us, why don't they publicize it?
But also, too, you've got to think that with the people producing this pink slime, what ground do they have to stand on? What is the accusation? How can they successfully come after someone just for saying, this is the material that they're giving you, this is what the pink slime is? What ground do they have to stand on to come against that?
Well, and yeah, that's the nature of the story. It's kind of shocking. It's like, why would they be allowed to sue? Did ABC do something malicious in reporting it? Were they inaccurate?
What is it? That they shouldn't be able to speak out? It seems like a direct attack against our voice and the First Amendment.
Yeah, well, they're saying that the information was defamatory, including the use of the term pink slime. But what would you call that stuff? I mean, that's an accurate description, right?
It's like that's the best description.
We don't like the language you chose. It's not slime. It's a legitimate form of beef that looks like slime. I mean, what are you going to do?
It reminds me of, I think it was a movie with Judd Nelson, From the Hip, 30 years ago. He's an attorney, and in court, one of the times he calls the defendant an a-hole. And they call a recess to the court. You can't say that. The next day, he brings in books and books and books and says, if you can find a more appropriate term for him, I will gladly use it. But right now, the best term to describe him is an a-hole. And finally,
right,
the judge agrees, and he goes, yeah, you're right, he is.
I'll allow it, right? So, yeah, accuracy and selection of verbiage and descriptive terms. Of course, they want to curtail that because they don't like what happened to them when people found out what they did. Stand behind your products, Big Beef, right? Don't sue Oprah. I'm not a fan of Oprah, but I don't want you to sue her just because she said something about beef. All right, folks, we're up. Out of time till tomorrow. We got Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty, and more. Thank you, Charlene, for being with us and lighting it up. We love you.
I love you, too. Thank you.
And
you
TMZ.
Can say it, Charlene. You can say it, honey.
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody what they need to know.
The power to heal.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.